Proclamation number 8761 of 23rd of February, 1964. Caring House Father. When I again and again admonish and encourage you to be eager servants in my vineyard, then I well know that your activity is urgent and is to suffer no delay. Because the time is limited, which still remains for you men until the end, and also the souls in the kingdom on the other side are still to have started thorough sent up as far as possible, to not again be banished. And every man who still on earth starts the return to me, every man who is pushed through you on a spiritual course, contributes again to the redemption of the souls in the hereafter, which were close to him, because these will always pursue the thoughts of men of earth, and that is why every work of redemption makes great waves for its part, and that is why I bless all who want to serve me consciously. You cannot use your time on earth more profitably than in service for me and my kingdom, because through it you acquire rich treasures for eternity, while all earthly worldly efforts again only earn you earthly goods, which are completely worthless for eternity, but which can also already lose their value in earth life, because you yourselves do not know about the day of your end and you must leave everything earthly behind, but can show correspondingly less in spiritual goods. But if you are urgently active for me and my kingdom, then also your earthly life will be secured. I tell you this again and again, yet I find little faith otherwise you would dedicate yourselves to me with all your strength. Otherwise you would always put spiritual work before your earthly activity and could also create and achieve the latter without being burdened by it. I can still work everything, therefore also unusually on you, although this always happens within the framework of nature for the sake of men, who are not forced to faith. But to you, who serve me voluntarily, I want to give you the most wonderful proofs of my work with you. I want to show you the fulfillment of my promises so clearly that truly deepest love and thankfulness fills you and you feel me everywhere and at any time that I am present to you. But you must believe. You must not doubt or anxiously ask yourselves how and whether you can survive earthly. Everything is in my hand, and I want your undivided commitment for me, because the greatest successes can depend on it and it is about every single soul for me, which remains protected from a renewed course through creation. Because what you do out of love towards me, that also carries its blessing in itself. It will again have an effect as love power, and the souls, which now can be addressed by me myself, will be touched by the love power and cannot escape its influence. Believe it that the degree of your love towards me, the degree of your eagerness to work for me and the joy to be able to serve me is also decisive for the success with the souls of men. You should not carry out any work which burdens you but be deeply filled by the desire yourselves to carry out a great spiritual act of help which has an effect for eternity. And the further you have penetrated spiritual knowledge yourselves the more fulfilled you will also be by your mission, and love will drive you to carry it out. And then you will also recognize yourselves the urgency of the vineyard work and be untiringly active. Always consider that the time is only still short, which still remains for you, and that truth is still to be brought to many erring souls, which I direct to earth and is to be spread with your help. This work has to be done voluntarily because all coercion reduces its effect. And therefore I can always only admonish you and woo that you are eagerly active for me, and I can only again and again assure you that I will already richly reward your work on earth and one day in the spiritual kingdom, but that you are not allowed to do it for the sake of reward, but out of love towards me and towards the neighbor. But one thing I want to assure you that you need not fear any earthly disadvantage, even if you primarily do the work for me, because I truly stand by my word, and I have given you the promise, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will fall to you. And thus I will also provide for all your needs, and none of my servants on earth will need to starve but always receive what he needs for soul and body. Amen.